previously on the Hoolies Hoolie.
If you're going to be a thrifter, you got to be a pretty thrifter.
True.
You know, I don't want, you
pretty
know.
Pretty thrifter.
Pretty.
Walking down the street.
Pretty thrifter.
Used clothes.
Yeah.
Goodwill shopping.
Goodwill shoes.
Oh, don't you know, I better go on home. It's late. Salvation Army's open at 8.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Go on home. It's late. A jacket from 1983.
Pretty thrifter. AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour.
Yo.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Carry out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Ooh.
Fine brews at the Cork and Carry. Hit them up this St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, also on Western Avenue. Finest thin crust on the south side of Chicago. Tavern style. Lovely people. Flood Brothers Disposal. Garbage issues, you call the Floods.
That's right.
Nobody else better. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is my twin brother, Billy. Billy,
hi. Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, Mike gave us, Mike Sarkowski, our producer. Shout out to Mike. Well, previously on, we haven't had that in a while on the show, so it's nice to have a little bump there.
Yeah, pretty thrifting. I went thrifting this weekend again with Karen and Mike.
Oh,
yeah. We went on a
the crew.
This week though, we didn't go to a thrift shop. Mm-hmm. We went to a bar.
Okay.
To purchase a mirror off of a bar's wall.
Interesting.
Sorry?
So now you're just walking into places, going, "Can I buy?"
I didn't
that place?
Like.
You knew of this mirror?
I did not until my friend Karen texted me and was like, "Hey, like I want to buy
eyes
this
on a mirror.
I want to buy this mirror. Like maybe we'll hit up a couple spots afterwards. Will you guys come with me to check this out?" So we went in there, had a couple Bloody Marys, and gave the guy $200 cash and took it right off the wall. It was nice.
Unbelievable.
Like one of those bar. It was like an actual like vintage bar mirror where it had like. The glass was engraved. It wasn't like painted on crap.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very nice. Ooh.
What did it say on it?
It said public bar.
Oh, old school.
Oh, very old school. It was something that Karen wanted to hang in her place. But
so
yeah.
You brought your thrifting outside of the borders of thrift
yeah. Now
shops.
we're actually turning
your
into
gorilla
like, thrifters. We're turning into pickers. American pickers is what we're turning.
There you go.
It's little pickers. It's kind of gangster too to just walk into a place and go, "I'd like how much for the little girl? I'd like to buy the little girl, and I'd like to buy a steak
there,
and
a stool."
She had been at this spot earlier and had inquired to the bartender, and the bartender said that he would mention something to the owner, but she hadn't heard anything. And she's like, "I just want to go up there on a whim." And like, sure enough, we got there, and the guy was like, "Well," he's like, "I remember you." He's like, "I did tell the owner," and he's like, and then all of a sudden, the owner walked out of the kitchen. He goes, "Tell you the truth, he's right there." And I was like, "Well, that's kind of gutsy that this guy just called his owner out like for us." And his owner came over and was like, "Is there an issue?" He's like, "Do you remember me?
Your mirror's
you,
on my, yeah,
your
my
mirror,
mirror's
my mirror's on,
your, on
your,
wall.
Your wall." You know, like, but
your mirror's on my mind.
She played it great. She didn't even bar like the guy didn't even barter. She was like, you know, like, "Hey, I came in and I asked about that mirror." And he was like, "Oh yeah, you know." And she's like, "I give you $200 for it." And he was like, "Okay." Then we Googled the mirror.
Oh, you Googled the mirror.
And we found two similar mirrors exactly like it. Looked like they were probably made by the same company at one time.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. They were going for $1,400 at auction. So I was like, okay, so you just $500 score on that.
Time to flip it.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Sarkowski has a note. Now there's a gap in the wall.
In the wall. It was weird because it was hit. It was like when you walked into this long bar area, it was on the side in the nook. Where the bar, like,
that's where the gold always is. It's in the nook.
That's right.
Yeah. There's always gold in the nook.
There was a mirror of the Freddie Mercury behind the mirror.
I think that the guy might be in the process of actually trying to sell the bar, so he didn't care. You know, he was just like, whatever he could liquidate, I'll take it. But yes,
Bill Clay got tired of your story and he threw a Freddie Mercury bomb at the end of it. He was like, "Bill's talking too much.
Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Can we laugh about him now? Let's talk about his teeth for a while."
No, not his teeth.
What do you want to talk about?
His mustache.
Oh, darn it. I knew it. It's either the mustache or the teeth, never the music.
You have tooth envy.
Oh, absolutely.
You have Freddie Mercury tooth envy, don't you?
Hell yeah. Only for the bicuspid, though.
He was a smoker.
Because I'm loose. Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Of lots
Big
of
time.
Things. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Back to thrifting.
That's it. That's my thrifting story.
Any Russian missiles in the thrift
store? No Russian missiles. No Russian sales manuals either that I saw, like old ones
Russian
laying around.
Russian salesman?
No
Clay,
Russian
have you ever done this? Let me interrupt you for a minute, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
I like the getting back on target of what you guys did is like, it takes guts to just walk into a joint and say, I want that. And it goes back to the things like, my dad told me this when I was a kid. He was like, Pat, everything's for sale.
Yeah, I did that. I walked into a record store once, and they had a giant painting of the Rolling Stones lips logo.
Yeah,
in gold.
Ooh,
what was the record store on Washington Boulevard?
Oh, Rock Records.
Yes, Rock Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered the guy like whatever,
$100 in the loop,
for it.
That one, right?
Yeah, he's like, you can get out of here. You can have it. It was huge.
Right.
And I went and I picked it up, and then I left it at someone's apartment, and they never returned it.
Yeah, but
that's in someone's basement right now. Just loving life.
Matt Coulter knows the location of it.
Yeah.
Similarly, I went into Submarine Tender in Forest Park once.
Yes.
And no, I didn't buy a sandwich. I was just kind of a wise-ass kid when I was in high school. And I always thought there was a strange dichotomy of the beautiful woman holding a big greasy Euros.
Yes.
You know, like, she would I've never seen a woman eat an Euros.
We've talked about the Toronto
sponsor. You've never seen a beautiful woman eat a Euros?
No.
Do you want to
see
that?
Not like a smoke show.
I know a website where you can see that.
Women in Euros?
Beautiful women eating euros? .com.
That's a great. I wonder if that domain's taken. What's your dad doing these days? Coming up with domain names. Just bought beautiful woman eating euros.com yesterday.
Yeah. So you went in and made an offer.
I saw
a Kronos poster.
I was going to college. I was going to go in freshman year, and I was like, "That's the best dorm room poster ever."
Yes.
I want the Kronos Euros girl.
And she was beautiful. I looked at her for a year.
There was the
blonde first.
There she is right there.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
She's blonde in like a pink
she's
golf
kinda
shirt.
She's kind of got a Vanna White vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of Vanna. She looks like she could be on Charles.
82 Vanna?
She's kind of like she also looks like she could have been co-starred on Charles in Charge or something.
She does, Bill. Yeah, she's got,
I wonder who that woman is. Can we find out?
Maybe we could.
There was a brunette that followed her. I would love to hear about that audition, that shoot.
Oh, 100%.
It'd be unbelievable.
Right.
Well, I was a struggling actress.
Yeah. But you know, my mom was the Euros girl. Which one? Which Euros girl? There were many.
The blonde or the brunette?
Yeah, right. Billy dropped his water. He's asking me to kick it over to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bill. Here you go.
Thank you.
Yep. Good thing you're wearing soccer shoes.
I didn't realize that it was snowing out. I mean, I got home from work today at around 5.
You didn't look out the window?
Well, it was snowing then, but I'm like, okay, it stopped. And then
it started again.
Took a little power nap and woke up, put some shoes on, was like, oh, there's still snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I did buy the poster from Subtender, and it all worked out.
And you cherished it.
They looked at me kind of strange the same way when I was like, can I buy the poster? And the guy was like, you want a Euros? And I was like, no. I want the poster on the wall. He's like, looked at me like, why do you want that?
Yeah.
You know? He didn't think
for
it was,
laughs.
Yeah, because it's funny. You know?
Yeah.
Not to me, it's my life.
Euros is my life.
You're making fun of my life?
You were.
By buying Euros poster and lampooning Euros at your college dorm room, you jerk?
How much did you pay for it?
Like $15.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
I still have it.
Where is it?
It's rolled up.
In a safe?
It's in a safe spot.
You still have that?
It's for the kids someday.
For the kids. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mikey.
You should frame it. Hang it up.
Well, now that Mike is on sleuth duty and he's looking up who the original Euros girl is, perhaps we can ask her to sign the poster for me.
That would be amazing.
Maybe.
To Pat.
Yeah.
Never stop beating.
Never stop beating? Oh, I thought you said to Pat, never stop beating. It's a little vague.
Never stop beating and then a heart.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I like that.
Never stop beating and then a heart.
And then
it says living.
XOXO, Euros girl.
Yeah. Yeah. XOXO, Euros girl. Ooh, that's like a Gossip Girl show.
It's like Too Hot Love Sandy.
Right.
Actually,
Hot Love Sandy. We got to talk about her after the commercial, bro.
All right.
Because, you know, but if you're lucky, guys, this weekend, if you go to the Cork and Carry, you could bump into Euros girl.
Or
maybe
Euros girl that might be the new Euros girl.
Or Euros boy. We're talking Greeks here, everybody. Yeah. Go to the Cork and Carry. It's the finest Irish pub on Western Avenue. More Hoolies Hoolie after this.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, Only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hooley's Hooley. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Mention the show for a free toothpick.
Yeah, they'll stab it right.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli. Round two.
They'll stab you right in the neck. They won't do that.
No.
Unless Capone your last, unless your last name's Putin.
If Capone's sister stole him to join, he would have done it. Unless your last name is Putin. You think he's ever stabbed someone with a toothpick?
He can.
Vladimir Putin?
He can flick them with his tongue.
He's probably
and they
pressed
can, like,
one into like a waiter's hand. Like I said, Diet Coke.
Yes!
Not RC.
Don't ever bring RC here in front of me again.
Western soda.
These are the important topics.
Right? I wonder what the
where
best
do they get
pop?
Their
what's
sarsaparilla?
The best pop in Russia?
You think Joe Biden's saying that to all the guys in the old, in the room what's right the now? In the war, we're going, he stabbed me once with a toothpick. Well, I was talking to him. He's a dangerous guy.
They're going
to
fire 1,000 toothpicks towards Moscow.
Joe Biden fires 1,000 toothpicks towards at Moscow. That's an Onion headline.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What do you think Musk is doing?
Trying to figure out where to divert his funds.
Trying to figure out where to put his next patch of fake hair.
Musk has a great transplant, though.
Yeah, he does.
I do get jealous of
one
Musk.
One of the best.
Yeah. Are you jealous of Elon Musk for the money or for the hair?
I'm actually surprised that Bezos didn't go full.
Full
because
hair?
Bald means power.
Does it, though?
Yes.
He thinks he's like Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going back to like Greek and Roman times of what baldness meant.
Wait, what is that, Bill?
Whoa! As Too Short
it
might
meant,
say, blow the whistle.
I'm powerful and strong. Stay away, sir.
Was Caesar bald? No.
Caesar cut.
Yeah, he had a Caesar cut.
Remember when everybody had Caesar cuts?
Yeah, I had a Caesar cut.
You did have a Caesar cut.
I had one of the best Caesar cuts.
If you saw a guy with a Caesar cut now, you'd be like, that guy looks ridiculous. Like his hair combed forward, like almost like bangs. Yeah.
How did the Caesar cut get popular? Was Clooney the guy who made the Caesar?
Wahlberg had something to do with it.
Wahlberg or Clooney had a Caesar. We're going 90s nostalgia haircut talk.
Do you think you could go into a barbershop today and go give me the Caesar and the guy be like,
hell yeah,
right away?
Oh, absolutely.
They would, yeah, they'd flop that thing out and put
it
around
your
neck.
Caesar is still very prominent in Hispanic culture. They didn't divert away from the Caesar cut. You know?
Is the Caesar still?
Just white guys wearing a Caesar cut was like, whoa. You know? Blow the whistle.
You guys could never.
Hey, like Backstreet Boys.
Very Aryan looking guy with a Caesar.
A very Aryan. officer, he was a very Aryan guy with a Caesar cut.
What's that, a blonde Caesar?
Yeah, blonde Caesar.
Does that freak you out?
It does freak me out. Good name for a band, Blonde Caesar.
That is a good name for a band.
Absolutely.
You guys can never have Caesars. Does that make you sad?
Well, no. When I had
it
hair,
does make me sad.
Actually, when I had hair, I was too fine for a Caesar cut.
It was too fine.
You
for
know
a
what?
Caesar.
Sorry, the hair is too fine. I can't do Caesar.
I'm sorry. You have to leave.
You don't have enough coverage for a Caesar. You need fine, thick mane for a Caesar. You have a breezer where the wind blows through top. Not going to work for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can give you some $17 gel if you like to put in
you
your breezer.
You have the
breezer.
Same hair as Tommy Lasorda.
I can't help
is
you.
It
you
weird
the same hair as Tommy Lasorda.
I probably had a
year 14.
Yeah, you're a 14-year-old boy with the hair of Tommy Lasorda. Can't work out very well for you. Would you like some gel for your breezer cut?
Buy a comb.
I probably had a dream at one time about having a Caesar, and I was like jealous of that hair. Like,
oh man!
I'll tell you one thing: if my hair came back, I'll rock a Caesar.
No,
if the good
no
Lord
reason.
Gave me my hair back.
You should go full Roman for a year.
Sure.
More sandals, Caesar, robes.
I was told that if my hair came back, I was going full Roman. So sandals and the toga for the next year.
You think any guys ever had a midlife crisis where he did that? I got to get me some gladiator sandals, a robe, and a Caesar cut, and I'm going to walk around like that for the next 5 years. And everyone has to take me seriously.
Maybe.
Did you guys watch?
Something to aspire to. Mike had a note at the break.
Go ahead.
The Euros girl?
Yes.
There was an investigative journalist that went out from like the Seattle Times. Was that what, Mike? He went out trying to track her down.
He got all stoned and went looking for her?
He probably. You know.
He said, find Euros girl, right, man.
I got a great story for the Seattle Times. We're going to find the Euros girl.
He loves
girl.
Her as probably as much as you do.
Yeah, she's a
big... You should call him.
I should have him on the show and what he'd find out what he discovered. But what he did discover that we know...
Is nothing.
Nothing. Couldn't find her. He called the people at Kronos, the people who make the Euros, who made the poster. They're like whoever worked there in the past.
He called
their
ad agency?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know. It's just some girl we hired. We don't know her name.
Seattle Weekly. That's where it was.
So the blonde Euros girl in the Euros and the famous Kronos Euros
Pisher.
Pisher. Larry Flint's here. Well, she was in the Euros Pisher, right? Yes, she was.
She's got, her hair wouldn't work for a Caesar cut either.
No, she's got beautiful
That's what
hair.
They should do. They should remake this Euros girl with a Caesar cut.
No, there should be a documentary about her.
Like a chick with a Caesar
you
cut.
You should write a documentary searching for Euros girl.
Searching for Lady Euros. A Shakespearean tale.
And what, it's just you going into like Euro stands, like inquiring about the Euros chick and everyone looking at you like...
You track her down. You find her high school, you know, gym coach.
No.
Teacher.
Was she Russian into hot dogs? Movie. Was she into Euros? Was she into burgers?
Did you ever talk about...
she talk about, you know...
She talk about lamb meat?
Yeah.
Did you say... Oh, I thought you said land meat, lamb meat.
That's what Euros is.
Right.
It's delicious. I want one right now.
It's like Euros is like hot dog, only it's lamb meat, right?
It's pretty street much. Food. It's an ancient food.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have Euros in Ireland.
The best Euros in Ireland.
Yes.
Why not, right?
Ireland better not get involved in this war.
I don't think they will.
Keep their heads on straight.
No. Last week, Clay, we talked about Bumble on the show.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. And I did get one, you know... I did a little swiping this week. Get some laughs. My favorite one
was.
You
put a condom on your thumb.
Yeah, well, they got those out there.
Yeah, they're what the ladies do to sort money with.
Correct.
Those are like thumb condoms.
Those are casino condoms.
What else? You ever see? You know what? I always thought when I saw someone wearing one of those, I was like, this chick's serious.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody that had one of those on.
Gas station?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, they're operating. There's a lot of
money. No, you
know
they're serious when they touch that pad of wet. That wet sponge.
Yeah.
And then they count them out like, okay, here's your change.
That'd be like a funny scene in a movie where guys are planning on robbing somebody and the guy goes, dude, they got so much cash in there. That chick has got that pad and she's got one of those thumb condoms on. So we know they're moving paper in there.
Affleck.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Bill Affleck.
Yeah. Billy Affleck?
Actor.
Gotta be.
Thespian.
Patty reads from Bumble.
Go ahead. What, new segment. Some chick was digging you?
No, well, this is a match I got, but I burst out. This is a swipe left.
Oh, was that?
It was a lefty.
Like,
this,
no
yeah,
like
this
you?
Is like, huh? What? No. So this was Nicole. She says she's new here.
Ooh.
Okay.
New from
Everyone's always new. Everyone on this thing's new. It's like, dude, you go on this thing, you're like, I've seen you on there for months. You're not new.
Well, here's the about me.
Nicole Putinsky from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Nicole Putinsky? Putinsky.
Sounds promising. St. Petersburg's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just be honest and don't play mind games.
Fine.
I'm not here to build a... If you're not here to build a relationship, just skip. Don't send me D pics because I will block you. I'm a stoner biatch that handles her S.
Okay.
If I can't listen to Fleetwood Mac and lay on your lap, I don't want you.
Is that for real?
Okay, bye! Exclamation point.
Yikes.
That's somebody who had fun.
Bye, Nicole! Swipe
Nicole,
left.
We got a picture of Nicole? We got anything?
No, no. I didn't.
No, there's no picture.
There's no picture? What is it? Just like a picture of like a...
Fleetwood Mac album.
There's a picture of Gozar the Gozerian from Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the longer I've been on it, I've started to realize that...
There's a
like,
picture of Mick Fleetwood.
Ooh, I hope I match with that.
The longer you've been on it, yes.
Huh?
The longer you've been on it, yes.
The longer I've been on it, I've started to realize that there's obviously troll accounts.
Yeah,
like, you know,
tons of fake. They're all fake.
And I want to do, Clay, I think your idea about creating Tim Werewolf, eligible bachelor,
ex-minor league baseball player is a beautiful idea.
Yeah, we could do a whole makeup thing with you.
Collectively, no, as our show, as the gag, we should just make a guy named Tim Werewolf, and then we'll do the segment Tim Werewolf from Bumble.
Yeah, but
week.
Tim Werewolf
we can
has
read
to
off
be,
his matches.
He has to be verified through, like, a picture. Like,
I'll,
have, like,
I'll play Tim Werewolf.
All right, so my
I'll get him a fake passport.
Yeah.
I got people.
Good. It's important that we got to get to verify by Bumble. You got that Tim Werewolf passport? Pull that out.
I need a Tim Werewolf vaccination card. I need a Tim Werewolf passport.
Yeah, I get them from a woman who wears thumb condoms.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
You know the chick that wears the thumb condom? She got me the werewolf passport.
She can get you any type of fake identification. yeah, I'm into it.
I am too.
Are you going to marry someone off Bumble?
Hell no.
You should have a bee.
You never say
you
never.
You should have a bee-themed wedding.
A bee-themed wedding? Bumblebee.
Yeah, your suit.
I get it now.
Your suit is black and yellow stripes.
And right. Blind melons playing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone stings each other. Stabs each other with toothpicks.
I'm coming out of That's retirement, better. Boys, next week.
I'm for sorry? What?
I'm going to sling some drinks for the St. Patrick's Day Parade festivities.
Yeah, I think that's... I can't believe you agreed to do that.
We're well, a close friend of mine. I'm going back to my old stomping grounds at Duffy's to do it. An old buddy of mine who I used to work with was like, I have no one, please. This is a big problem right now in the bar and restaurant industry.
You know, you should finding do to spice help. Things up a little bit?
What's that?
Wear a camouflage tank top.
Oh, yes, says it would.
That says, I love Bumble?
Sure. Irish Bumble
Irish
man.
Bumble boy.
Bumble boy.
Yeah. Irish Bumble boy.
That would actually probably get me tons of people hitting on me.
IBB. Irish Bumble Boy, also known as IBB.
How long since? Mike asked how long since. It's been almost, I'm thinking probably it's been about almost 2 years since I've jumped by. Well,
you remember all the...
at least 18 months.
You remember all the combos?
That's what I'm nervous about. Like, oh man, the computer screen and everything like that. I'm like, I don't know, but... I'll be fine with it.
What if someone wants a bloody...
I'm not... Like, the best part about... You know what's interesting now? And I was talking to one of my clients today who also is going through, you know, like, they have to prep for these parades and everything like that.
Oh, big time of year.
And I told her, I'm like, oh, I agreed to work, and I'm going to go out of retirement to help them out, you know?
Yep.
And I go, you know what, though, this time? I go, I'm not going to be courteous and, like, super nice about things. Because I don't work
there. To the customers?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do my best to be nice, but at this point, I'm like, I'm not getting fired or anything like that. Like, the guy could turn to me and be like, I don't like the way you just talk to that guy. You're done. I'd be like, thanks. I'm the one doing you a favor. See ya. So this time, I can finally go, bye. Ooh. Next. No.
Angry,
you know,
renegade
not
bartender.
Doing it. Mike's looking at me like, you know,
IBB. Irish Bumble Boy.
Yeah.
Bumble Boy on fire.
Like man on fire, Bumble Boy on fire.
IBBOF.
Stop doing that.
Iboff. Irish Bumble Boy on fire.
Yeah, it's E-buff. Okay. Actually, it's not that funny.
You should see if Putin's on Bumble. He's probably bored.
Putin created Bumble.
So yeah, coming out of retirement for that. Are you guys doing any parade festivities or anything like that?
I can't think about St. Patrick's Day yet.
I'll tell you the truth. I mean, like, well, the Northwest side, I believe, are they doing theirs the 12th, the same day as the downtown parade?
I believe so.
Or are they on Sunday? I think they're usually a Sunday parade, aren't they?
I don't know, man.
We'll have to look it up. We're supposed to be an Irish program here promoting things. The Forest Park and Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day parades are this upcoming
Parade
Saturday.
Doc!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to do some fun things with your kids, and here's the thing, it's the first
Will it be cold or nice on St. Patrick's Day?
I think it's going to be nasty.
I'm sorry?
Nasty.
How nasty? Like, Bumble nasty?
Like, maybe, yeah, Bumble
38
nasty.
And cloudy. That's what I'm picking.
I'll say 17.
17 degrees?
Well, it's always cold.
On parade day or the actual day? Mike's writing it down.
The parade day for me working is this upcoming Saturday, so I still think it's going to be...
Right.
You know, by the time we
get
to... No,
it'll be nice.
We'll see. I don't know.
Northside Parade, Sunday the 13th okay. in Edison Park. Yeah. Okay.
But this is the first time in, 2 years? I know that, like, they allowed in 2020...
This will be maskless.
Elmhurst to have, yeah, it's a maskless,
topless.
Like, oh, dude, it's going to be insanity, I think.
Right.
My kids start no mask on Monday at school.
Good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's back to normal.
But it's like...
We did it.
Yeah, are people going to go crazy, though? Like, now that the mask is off? Or are people just going to remember how ugly
everybody
is? What do
you mean? Like, licking door handles? And...
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
I can't wait to take my mask off. I miss licking the elevator buttons at work.
Yeah, fit my eye in that 7-Eleven door handle.
I can't wait to lick that glass. Up, that up button.
Yep. No, all the plastic crap will come down in Sitco and everything, you know? They really got a makeshift thing in my Sitco. It's like there's blue painter's tape holding up. The plastic guard
in your
has
Sitco.
More germs on it than any lab in the world. So that'll come
What'd
down.
What'd you say to that? Where'd you get that lotto sign? Wuhan?
How many people have sneezed on this thing in the last 2 years? You haven't touched it.
Right. Yeah, so I'm a little bit excited at the same time and also dreading it. You know, like, I'm like, why did I get myself into something that I, because I've always told myself
you'll
over
walk
the years,
out with $500, you know, you'll be good.
We'll
you,
see. That's what I'm like. I'm like, is the,
you got to deal with, is it all young people?
It's hard to say because it's like, who's going to be super jazzed?
You should
about,
wear a green karate,
like a gi?
Yeah, with a black belt.
Mike has a note. What about new drinks? Any new? You're gonna make up new St. Patrick's Day concoction?
No. What if there's new drinks that have been invented the last 2 years?
Oh,
like,
I hope
with.
That I would know it. Consider them in the liquor business, and I sell these people
like the
smoking booze,
right? Or the Irish Bumble
the
Boy.
Smoking Putin and the Irish Bumble Boy. Yeah. Smoking Putin is what, like a Russian whiskey with we do a smoky old fashioned.
It's vodka and Jack Daniels. I know.
There you go. Okay.
What's in an Irish Bumble
it's Russian
Boy?
Russian Standard and Jack
Irish
Daniels
Bumble
on
Boy
over
is,
ice.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bumble Boy. Well, we got to...
That's Brass Monkey and Coke.
No, Bumble Boy can be Limoncello and Black Sambuca.
Limoncello and Hawaiian Punch.
There you go.
Limoncello and Hawaiian Punch don't sound that bad, actually.
I think we're onto something.
Can you make a sign when you bartend? Say, hey, Irish Bumble Boys are on sale
Sting
today.
Me if you like.
I saw
my signature shot.
I saw a drink today at one of my accounts where I was like, you know, if I wasn't such a fan of orange soda, I probably would have never ordered this. But do you remember in college... us drinking Alabama Slammers. Do you remember where those were?
Vaguely.
They were a drink that was very popular at Haggerty's Clackamora when we went to Marquette.
All right. Is it like a fruit punchy type thing?
It's Southern Comfort orange juice, amaretto, and you can either use a slow gin, which is very hard to come by now, a plum brandy maybe, or an apricot.
Talk.
Yeah, Bill's selling now. Or you can do... grenadine.
I remember I
you
possibly...
can substitute grenadine for it, right? They have at a certain establishment an Alabama Slammer topped with Fanta orange.
Ooh.
Boy, did it look tasty in the picture.
Right.
Very intriguing. So, hey, if all you listeners out there haven't had an Alabama Slammer in a while,
have seven
top
of those.
It with some Fanta.
Put your head through a pink glass window.
Yeah.
Bill just sold us a drink, Clay.
I'm not drinking it.
I'm bringing the Alabama Slammer back to life.
Hey, you know what? On a sadder note, Mark Lanegan. I was a big alternative rock guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
What'd you do?
I liked the Screaming Trees, and he was
you
their front
the
man.
Reefer?
No, yeah. Well, I smelled it.
Do you wear flannels?
No, I did wear flannels, but I never
I'm
got...
wearing one right now.
Yeah, the grunge look is kind of back a little bit.
I was a big grunge guy. I loved grunge.
But anyway, he...
I still do.
Mark Lanegan passed away, and he was, you know, the singer for the Screaming Trees, and I wanted to play a song.
Kind of had.
The one that made them bigger than, yeah. We'll be back. Yeah. Screaming Trees, Mark Lanegan, R.I.P.
Godspeed.
The song's dedicated to Bill's last story. I nearly lost you there.
Yes.
Yes, it is. It
Thank
is.
You. On a liquor tangent.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there's some, well, not speaking of which.
Oh, really? Start over.
There's
Start
some Thomas back. Edward Patrick Brady Jr. news.
Tom Brady.
He's going to make, he's going into movies now.
Yeah, of course no, he is.
What's he, yeah, it's going to be horrible.
Tom Brady makes post-football moves to produce and appear in road trip comedy for Paramount.
Starring his whole family?
Hollywood icons Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field will star in 80 for Brady.
No.
What? Which Kyle Marvin will direct and Brady will produce via his 189 productions. Tom Brady may not have retired from football, but that doesn't mean the seven-time Super Bowl champion is leaving it behind. In his first post-retirement move, Brady is making a blitz into Hollywood and will produce and, yes, appear in a football-themed road trip movie titled 80 for Brady. Hollywood icons Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field will star in the feature project that is being made by Paramount. Okay. Brady, the movie, not the player, will be directed by Kyle Marvin, who also co-wrote the script with Michael Covino. Who cares?
Oh, Mike, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, Covino wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote it. Well, it sounds kind of crappy, but Covino wrote it, so you never know. Marvin, who appears as an actor in the upcoming Apple Limited series, We Crash and Blah, 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 blah.
Is Martin Lawrence in it?
No, I wish you. Well, that would make it. Inspired by a true
story. The whole cast of Martin is in the Tom Brady movie.
That's his family.
Yeah, that's Brady's family.
Now we're talking. 80 for Brady.
Shenane.
No, they're like the rival family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Shenane.
Well, the story is this.
Tommy.
Tommy's dead.
I know.
Inspired. Not Brady. Tommy from Martin.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Boy. Inspired by a true story, Brady tells of four best friends and New England Patriots fans who take a life-changing trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to see their quarterback hero Tom Brady play and the chaos that ensues as they navigate the wilds of the biggest sporting event in the country.
I'm bored.
Tomlin, Fonda, Moreno, and Field will play the four old ladies that are obsessed with Brady.
I'm bored already.
Who else is in it?
This sounds like hot garbage. Yeah.
It's going to destroy everyone.
Rotten Tomatoes all the way, man.
I don't want to watch a bunch of old ladies chase after Tom Brady.
No.
And is it cringe. Like,
sorry, goat, but not this one.
Is Peter North in it?
Yeah.
I know, right? Might be.
He plays the commissioner.
Roger Goodell, played by Peter North, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that takes the stock of the movie up 10 notches, you know?
Who plays Al Michaels?
But he plays it totally straight. He plays it totally straight.
Did you say Peter North plays Al Michaels in the 80 for Brady movie?
No.
North plays Goodell, but who plays Michaels and like who's like,
Al Michaels? Wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
Seth Rogen.
No. Ron Jeremy plays Al Michaels.
No, he's in prison.
Well, we can't use all adult film actors now. We got to
What if North wins an Oscar?
But hey, anything's possible. Anything is possible.
Sweet.
At the Oscars, there's Peter North.
Peter North, he looks nervous.
Right? It's his first Oscars.
First nomination.
First nomination for first Peter North.
Role is Roger Goodell in the Tom Brady crappy movie.
Yeah, he's been nominated for many other awards at the AVNs, but never here at the Oscars.
He's a hell of a hockey player, right? Is what I heard.
Announcing the awards, actor Sean Penn.
Peter North for... 80 for Brady. Smattering of applause for the North performance.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Brady, making a transition from football player to Hollywood player, was deeply involved with the inception of the project, developing it with Donna Gigliotti and Endeavor Content. He will produce through his production company, 199 Productions.
So in other words, he's putting all the money up for this thing.
Yeah.
This is a boredom project.
Yes. This is like...
He's like, you know what? I'm going to call Lily Tomlin and Sally Field, see what they're up to.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
That's weird.
Well, let's make an old lady road movie about a bunch of ladies that are randy for a young Tom Brady.
Maybe the death of Betty White had an effect on him. He's like, I need to hang around more, you know...
I didn't know that Brady and Betty
elderly
White
elderly women.
What a weird thing to ponder at retirement. You know, I've got Giselle, but... I gotta do something about all these old elderly women.
I need Lily
women.
Tomlin.
Right.
I need Lily.
I've had Giselle. Now I need Lily Tomlin and Hanoi Jane and Rita Moreno. And...
Hanoi Jane, he flows at her. Yeah,
very nice. That's what the right is mad about, you know, because Brady is very right of center politically, right?
I heard.
And then he cast Jane Fonda in his movie. And of course, everybody on the right is like, what's going on here, Brady?
Well, they don't know that Putin's making a cameo.
He might.
Yeah, he's flinging toothpicks
he's
at all
wide receiver.
Of them. He's shooting
he's
toothpicks.
He's playing Edelman.
He's playing Edelman.
Julian Edelman played by Vladimir Putin.
With a Caesar cut. Important. I talked to my agent, Ari Emanuel. I wrote into my contract that I have to have a Caesar cut for this role.
I'm going to look awesome.
Right. And I don't care if Peter North already says he's getting a Caesar cut. I get the better one.
Peter North is always hogging craft services.
He's always upstaging me. I'm so sick of it. It's hard to be on the set with him.
I hate it. He has to drive me here too every morning.
Otherwise, I'd kill him. Anyway, let's take a commercial break. More Hoolies Hoolie after these. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Don't touch that dial. The Hoolies Hoolie returns in just a moment.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Welcome back to the Fanboy Martin Lawrence Comedy Hour.
We've covered
it
all.
Thank you, Mike, for the Martin bump. Tisha Campbell, I loved her on Martin. I'm just looking at the screen right now. Oh, she gives Martin a kiss in the credits. Look at that.
Martin was great when you didn't have cable.
Oh, that Martin was great, period. We're talking about him like he's dead. No,
he's alive and well. You
know, him and Lou Holtz.
That's playing in Russia right now. Everyone's watching Martin right now.
Putin's definitely watching Martin right now.
He's like, everyone be quiet. Turn Martin on for a couple hours and get back to me. I'll get back to you when we've won, you know? It is a frightening time, though. I mean,
very, very much so.
I don't think, maybe it's just because the media is publicizing it so much, but I don't remember ever, like, this hasn't happened during my childhood.
It happened once with a guy named Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait.
Yes. Right. But it just seems, I mean, just because Russia doesn't seem like as third world of a country as those did to me as a kid. Like, Russia seems like, you know, they've been publicized for 100 years here. We've had a beef with them, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
So to have this happen again is kind of like, what? Really? Like, he's doing it? Like, he's really going to do it?
Who do you think you are?
You're like, no. You know?
Spazo.
Yeah. So it is a tumultuous time. So I hope there are...
No one's called him a spaz. That's why he's... Yeah. Someone would just be like, dude, you're a total spaz.
He just go, fine, we're pulling out.
He'd be like, don't be like that.
President Biden, we're thinking maybe a couple of Tomahawk interceptor missiles might deter things. Why don't we just, can someone call him up? Give me the phone. I'm just going to call that spaz right now.
I'm going to call him a spaz to his face. We'll right. start that's, there.
That's Vlad, you're being a spaz.
That's what.
A total
that's
spaz.
What Biden says, yeah.
Now stop what you're doing. You stop spaz. What?
Yeah. It's something that you would see, like, in 1930.
That's what Putin said. Oh, quiet, Joe. This is like something you'd see in 1930. Nothing to look at. I'm not spaz. You are Bumble.
I'm not spaz. You're spaz.
Get off Bumble. Stop being on Bumble so much, you
Stop
Bumblehead.
Stealing my Bumble chicks.
Right. Stop stealing my Bumble likes. Go back to your ways.
Do we have the clip from Meatballs?
Spaz. And tell Hunter Spaz. I've got this Spaz. Check!
Spaz. Did they shut down Bumble in Russia yet?
I don't know if there's a Russian Bumble.
Yeah, it's called 1-800-PROSTITUTES.
Ooh. Billy with the real Billy hard thought.
Actually, prostitutes would be too many...
Yeah, they got one.
No,
it's
got
called 1-800-PROSTITUTE.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Look at the old man. Bill sounds like Billy from the nursing home again. Yeah, they got one. It's called 1-800-PROSTITUTE. Where's my pudding?
Hookers would work better.
You're right, Grandpa.
Hookers.
You're right, Spaz.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, there's a war going on.
Do there people is. Still, you know, that's funny that you brought up the word spaz.
Yeah.
We got to bring it back.
It's a good word.
I mean, do kids, like, if you went to your children and said, do you know what a spaz is? Do you think that they would know?
Yeah, because they are spazzes.
But we live in such a politically correct world now that, like, all the words we used as kid are like, I don't know if you can call someone a geek anymore, you know?
I thought the maybe geek, I thought a geek was a guy who just bites the heads off of chickens.
Yeah, but then you're offending people who identify as people who bite the heads off of chickens.
Yeah, that's a religious
thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It is a religious thing in some cultures.
Right, so you just offended a whole religion, Bill.
Would you bite the head off of a chicken?
For how much?
I don't know, a couple hundred bucks.
Didn't Ozzy Osbourne do that? No, that was a bat.
That was an accident. He thought it was a rubber bat.
What are you doing this St. Patrick's Day? Well, we got $5 shots, and the bartender's going to bite the head off of a chicken after the parade.
Right. Bite a head off a chicken for...
And then I'm making Irish Bumble Boy shots for everybody.
And if it meant the end of the Ukrainian-Russian war, I'd bite a head off a chicken.
Okay, I'll do that, too.
I'd do that for my Ukrainian brethren.
Would you, by biting the neck of the chicken, would you just try to stick the whole head of the chicken in your mouth and bite it that way, or would you go off the side of the neck?
I'd bite the side of the neck like a Twizzler.
Yeah, I think I would go that route, too. Like, shoving the like the head of it in your mouth would be hard.
No, I don't want to feel the beak in my mouth.
No, yeah, that's how. Ooh. Guy had some beak in his mouth after he bit the head off of a chicken. Screwed up, he couldn't sing for weeks.
The Ozzy Osbourne thing, he actually bit the head off of two things. He did it in a meeting with the record executive, too. I think there was a dove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy was wild. Putin's listening to Ozzy right now.
All right, now!
Yeah. N.I.B.
Yeah. Pat, you look like you had something to say.
Oh, I was going to say MASH's star, Sally Kellerman, passed away.
Can you close with a little N.I.B., possibly, she was... by Black Sabbath?
Oh, Clay's throwing a request out, right? Before
late,
the end.
A closer.
A closer? Which song is it?
It's called N.I.B. by Black Sabbath.
All right, we'll play that at the end.
Yeah, thanks.
MASH star Sally Kellerman. This is why I bring it up. She played Hot Lips Houlihan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably, I don't think my name's going to be hotter in the presses than it is right now for the next few weeks.
Okay.
And it's all due to her. Do you remember her at all?
Yeah, the blonde.
Yeah, she was also Rodney's love interest in Back to School.
Oh.
Oh, was she? That was her that played oh, yeah, well, I think about it, you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, Godspeed to Sally.
Oh, she passed away.
She did. She was 84 years old. Sally Kellerman, Hot Lips Houlihan.
Now you can is that why
Putin found out about it? He goes, okay, Hot Lips Houlihan died.
Let's go. Hot Lips Putin.
We're done with Putin.
I know, but he's on everyone's mind right now. So
I put on the mind. I'm very anxious.
Yeah.
Which is a respectable thing to say.
Of Putin.
Just remember that he's going to play Julian Edelman.
I'll put Putin in a headlock. I'll treat him like the little spaz that he is.
How tall? Do we know how tall Putin is?
He's like 5'6".
We haven't even looked it up.
Putin's a bigger dude.
I'd wreck Putin.
I mean, we've got him playing in a 3-on-3 tournament.
Yeah, him, Dracula, and Trump versus Magic Bird and Jordan.
Yeah, we gotta know how tall he is.
That's Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, Mike's got it. 5'7". He is short, Mr. Putin.
Maybe that's a good peace offering.
Offer him the 3-on-3 tournament spot.
Well, you call up Biden and you go, "Hey, President Biden, what do you think about this? Why don't you call him up and see if he just wants to play this? Tell him you got a 3-on-3 tournament set up. It's going to be Putin, Dracula, and Trump."
Yep.
On one team versus Bird, Magic, and Jordan.
Yep.
But we got to find Dracula in Transylvania.
All right. Putin's going to be like, Dracula. I already know Dracula. His jump shot is weak. Can't believe. What a poor offering you give me, Joe.
Yeah,
Dracula. You try to pawn Dracula on me because he has a couple of supernatural powers. He's a terrible dribbler.
And now he's gonna bitch about the 3-on-3 teams?
Yeah, he's like, I understand what you're doing.
Typical Putin.
Right. I would, yes, for the licensing rights and TV, for everyone to be able to see Dracula once, I might let them
out
of
his cave. Putin, you're out.
That sounds like a better movie than the Brady movie.
Putin, you're out. Kim Jong, you're in.
Hey, how tall is Kim Jong? That's the other thing. We gotta find out, like, Putin's
5'7". He's got a crossover.
I'll play on the 3-on-3 team if it means... peace.
Have there been any like dictator?
Putin, I'll play.
Are there any
if it means a free 6-piece of nuggets?
Are there any dictators or like that are like huge guys, like tall? Think about it in history. Mussolini was short.
No, they're all
Hitler
short.
Was yeah. It's the Napoleon. Maybe that's Napoleon something. Wasn't a dictator. What?
Napoleon was just a meanie.
Just was a mean guy.
Putin thinks he's Napoleon.
Maybe, I don't know.
He's more like I don't know. Johnny Galecki.
What? I don't think John would appreciate that.
I love Johnny Galecki. Yeah. He's a buddy. Did you just compare him to Putin?
They broke you.
Because he invaded my drum set and broke it.
I know. You're still angry about that.
Yeah. He invaded and destroyed and left.
So the loss of your drum set means more to you than what's going on in the Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if Johnny decided to, he has a production company with Warner Brothers, maybe he'd say, you know what, Clay, as a peace offering, I'm going to produce that idea you had about putting Peter North in that 80 for Brady movie.
It's a starter.
Don't be fooled, Clay. It's no good. It's a bad offering. It's just as bad as the Dracula offering that I got.
Shut up, Vlad.
To play 3-on-3 with Dracula. He's a terrible dribbler. His jump shot is weak. He can dunk from the half-court line, though. That is a plus.
Hey, Vlad, get on your motorbike and get the hell out of here.
Anyway, we're at the end because the show's just gotten too ridiculous. I sometimes wonder if our listeners can even follow it. I can't even follow it.
I'm zigzagging. I'm trying to lose them.
Yeah.
We're trying to escape reality.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find us at Hooli's Hooli Show if you go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Or you can go to hibernianradio.org and find us there always. All the archives are there, too, if you fell in love with us today. Could happen, you know? Don't swipe right on this show, please. Swipe right.
Don't. You said don't. No, swipe right on us. Love us.
Both of you got to get off the internet ASAP.
I got to get off the internet.
It's making your hands.
Making my hands shake. It's weird.
Making your hands clench up.
Right. Yeah. Making me tense. Oh, boy.
I want to thank our sponsors again, Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Beverly and Bridgeport, Fox's Beverly Pizza,
yeah.
The Flood Brothers, Flood Brothers Disposal,
yep.
And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. I left them out at the top, but I never, yeah. They're always on the mind. By the way, tried Guinness's non-alcoholic beer the other day, Guinness 0.0 or whatever it is. Fantastic. So if you're not a boozer this St. Patrick's Day, check that out. We're going out with Black Sabbath. At your request, Clay?
Yeah, Let Your Rage Out.
Is that what this is called?
No, it's called NIB.
NIB.
Until next week.
Bye.